The world is at war with an army of machines. Orbit News brings you the latest on humanity under siege. The plastic robots, dubbed Autons by military sources, first emerged from Devlin Futurtech 3D printers. Technology ran wild, building the living mannequins even when disconnected from all power sources. Armed forces across the world swung into action. There are unconfirmed reports of European militias compromised by their 3D printed weapons falling apart or self-destructing. Eyewitness footage shows Auton armies converging on all major population centers, flooding out from technology facilities across the First World. They're now herding people into central urban areas. Paris, Berlin, and Los Angeles, along with a dozen of other cities, have been declared no-go disaster zones as tanks move in. Times Square was the scene of a pitched battle in the early hours before the mayor advised everyone to lay down their arms and surrender. This is the automated message from whoever is controlling the Autons.
Do not resist. All who resist will be destroyed.
For now, the advice from every government is to comply. Stay indoors. If you have Devlin Futurtech hardware in your home, isolate it. Stay away. If Autons approach, do not resist. They are unstoppable. The only way to halt their advance is to destroy them almost completely. But what is it they want? Who controls them? Simon Devlin has vanished, his UK headquarters sealed inside an impenetrable plastic dome. Whether he's a victim of exploitation by some unknown power, or if he's behind this attack himself, is not yet
If only they knew. A bit of both, really.
To respond, enough of these broadcasts.
As you command.
The humans attempt to cut power supplies in more locations. Australia, Japan, South Korea.
A pitiful attempt to stop the inevitable. Thanks to our ambient energy absorption technology, the printers don't even need to be plugged in. Activating across the Pacific network now.
Priority must be given to accumulation of living biomass. Eliminate only those posing direct threat. Military, police, vigilante resistance.
Yes, Master. Our network is back online after UNIT's interference. Nestine energy feeds from all European spheres are assimilated. Let's see how things are cooking. My. You are looking healthy.
The humans must be subdued in readiness for my becoming.
We're getting there. The greatest resistance is still within London.
Unit, led by the Stuart female.
Please, do not exert your new body before it's fully formed.
We will achieve our physical potential once all our Nestine brothers and sisters join the network. First, we must stop Unit.
Your remedy for that particular irritation is prepared. Captain Carter, in here, if you please.
I await your orders, Mr. Devlin. I serve the Nestine.
Out there. Can't we find anything out?
All we need to know for now is the human race is getting a kicking from a very large plastic foot.
That's putting it mildly. The last I saw, we were being annihilated. We barely got away from Futurtech alive.
That's why Kate brought you to the tower, for your own safety. while I work out what we can do next.
The way I see it, it's the end of the world.
Directed energy, that's the key to everything. The plastic is being controlled somehow.
Look, you're just annoying that Auton thing now. Can't you just dissolve it or blow it up or something?
While it's active, we can learn from it. Then Kate and the Colonel can blow them all up.
Where did your great leaders get to anyway? Kate Stewart dumped me in this dungeon, then ran away with all her soldiers.
Kate has not run away. It's far more dangerous out there than it is in here right now. You're lucky she and the Colonel prioritised your safety, or else you'd be outside with everyone else. And it's not a dungeon. It's my laboratory.
All right. So, what have you invented?
Oh, clearly, conventional weapons won't be enough. Especially not if, whenever we do blow one up, the Nestine scoops up the bits and forms a new one.
All right, so you're looking at alternatives, like that ray gun.
It's not a ray gun. It's a directed energy beam.
Believe me, viewers would prefer ray gun. So what can I do? Is that a TV?
What?
We can find out what's going on out there.
While we wait for our leaders to respond, all we can do is try to stay safe and stay out of their way.
I should be presenting this.
Really?
For now, we go live to our eye in the sky over central London, where the British military are engaging a large Auton force on Tower Bridge.
Oh my, that is right outside.
Frank, what's the story there?
Hold the line! High explosive rounds, first rank, fire!
Colonel Shindy, what's the situation?
We're barely holding Tower Bridge. It's the same story along at London Bridge and Southwark. We had to scuttle HMS Belfast before they got a foothold. As soon as we take them down, reinforcements arrive.
What about our own reinforcements?
We can't risk aerial bombardment, but from the sheer numbers of Autons converging, I'd say their target is Unit HQ. Our high explosive rounds are effective, but however many we blast to smithereens, more keep coming.
We need to maintain security for the sake of the tower.
I don't think that's going to be possible.
I've just left Osgood in there. A scientific solution is our best hope.
There are guards on the doors, the security measures. Osgood should have time to use the emergency evac if it comes to it. I need to order these men back to prevent further casualties.
So be it. Please tell me there's one part of London we can keep control of.
The royal family are in their bunker. Civilians have been told to stay indoors. I'm sure your own family is safe.
They know the drill. Yours too, Colonel.
The PM's with Cobra, of course.
I heard. Unfortunately, we don't have until next month for them to spring into action.
Anything we do now is a holding position. We'll prioritize protecting civilians in the city, the hospitals, the vulnerable. But when the ammo runs out...
We need to concentrate on two things. What do the Nestines want, and how do we stop them from getting it?
It's pretty clear, isn't it? They want to take over.
Yes, but look at the reports. They're not killing indiscriminately. Population centres are being contained. Those on the outskirts herded in. They need the human race alive for some reason. I'll see if Osgood's making progress while we've still time.
No, ma'am. One moment, please.
Sorry, Colonel, what's this?
Evacuation for you, ma'am. Well, for us both.
What?
Sir, we've got that call. Here.
Thank you. Besides, we had a message and we've just managed to re-establish contact.
A phone call?
Lieutenant Bishop from Puerto Rico. Sergeant Major, start the retreat. Fall back to Wapping. Regroup at the Royal London Hospital and await my orders.
Sir?
Sam, hello, it's Kate. I'm glad you're alive.
Ma'am, we need to evacuate. On board the chopper now.
Me too. The Colonel says you're moving out. I'm here to tell you where.
What's happening over there?
Same as everywhere. We're holed up in Puerto Rico HQ. All the future tech stuff's been incinerated. That seems to stop it working, at least.
You gave Shindy a target location?
That's right. You need to get to one of the old black archives, the one in the South Downs.
Lieutenant Bishop, we must go.
Hang on. There's something in there, Kate.
No, Lisa!
Sam!
Hold on, Kate. They're inside!
Sam! Lieutenant Bishop!
We've lost him. We need to leave now, ma'am. Flight Lieutenant, take us up.
What was he trying to say? The South Downs facility, it was decommissioned years ago.
Before his voice call, Lieutenant Bishop radioed through a specific location. We're heading there now.
But the tower!
We're going to have to abandon the tower.
What about Osgood?
Osgood's resourceful. She knows what's expected of her.
Our Autons are crossing Tower Bridge with Joshua Carter at their head. Unit has abandoned its stronghold. We will enter.
Occupy their center of operations in the heart of London. Discover its secrets. and then destroy it. Yes. This is where our man really comes into his own.
Hold your fire! Hortons, hold fire! You too, soldier!
Captain Connor, is that you?
In the flesh, Corporal! Everyone's fallen back, apart from you lot! You've done a good job! But you can see you're hopelessly outnumbered. You need to go too.
I'm afraid we can't do that.
In the Colonel's absence, I think I'm the ranking officer. Are you disobeying an order?
The Colonel said, I'd heard you'd been taken.
Is that what you've heard? Wait, I'll deal with this.
Get your hands off me!
I hope you've got your swimming badge, Corporal.
Men, open fire!
Come on, I know the way in.
Identity, Joshua Carter, Captain, confirmed.
Thank you. Follow me!
You will serve us with our Joshua Carter. Soon humans will see their pitiful resistance come to nothing.
Yes, sir. I understand, sir. I will.
Well?
That was the Colonel.
I know that. What did he say? Is he coming to get us out?
No. He and Kate are flying out of London.
Where to?
The South Downs.
Oh, how lovely. Maybe they'll pop to Eastbourne for a quick dip and an ice cream. What about us?
We're on our own. The troops have had to abandon the tower.
What?
No. He thought we'd have more time to use the evacuation protocol.
Seems like looking after number one is the way things go around here. Is there another way out?
Not if they're already inside.
Wait. This one's not so easy. I need to unlock the biometrics. Plastics can simulate most things, but retina recognition. Best left to us humans. They haven't even got secondary internal security on. Wait! Hold your fire! No one left. They've abandoned ship. These doors are already unlocked. That's it. We're in. Not quite abandoned after all.
Captain Carter, you usually knock.
Oh my God.
Hello, Osgood. Have you met my new friends? Is that it? Down there!
That's the one! Black Archive 5, locked down and decommissioned in 06. I'm having the concrete blasted so we can get inside.
I'm assuming there's a good reason for Lieutenant Bishop sending us here.
Let's get inside, we can try and work it out.
You did it. You switched sides.
I don't think Josh had any choice in the matter.
Things are so much simpler when there's a voice in your head telling you what to do.
It's not like you to obey orders without question.
Experiences change people. Being injected with liquid plastic, for instance. That's something that can alter your whole outlook on life.
Oh, that's what Devlin was
going to do to Kate, yes. As a day out, I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, Josh.
You look so worried, Osgood. It does mean I can do this. Ortons, conduct a search of this facility. There are 5 floors below this one. Ensure they are all clear of personnel and gather up any weapons of use. Go, all of you.
Is it nice having your own plastic army?
They're not the best conversationalists, but they're very efficient. You've still got one of them prisoner, I see.
Yes, I can show
you.
No,
stay away from your switches, Osgood. Don't worry, I know which one. The Auton saw you, it remembers, and so do I. You can keep watch over these two with me.
It's gonna kill us.
Oh, there's no need for that. Let's watch some TV.
Archive 5. There's the equivalent of a dozen warehouses here, filed under long-term storage do not open. Where do we even start looking?
I don't know. I'm hoping we can ask Lieutenant Bishop.
What's that?
Infrawave field receiver.
I read about the experiments. Using Earth's magnetic field as a relay, something we could use if conventional communications got knocked out.
Bishop sent us here. He knows what we've got to work with. Come on.
How's it come to this? The Nestines have tried so many times before. How did it get so far this time?
This time they stayed hidden. until it was too late.
Dad wouldn't have let it get this far.
None of that talk, Miss Stewart. Your father was a great man, but even he was not infallible.
You met him, didn't you?
He used to come by to welcome the new recruits, even after he'd officially retired. Shake their hands, welcome them on board.
He liked to keep in touch.
If you were lucky, you'd be treated to one of his war stories. All classified, of course.
Of course.
Yes, he was a great man. But he had a good team behind him. That scientific advisor of his.
Oh, yes, the doctor. Did you ever run into him?
No. You should remember, ma'am, you've been doing just as good a job. A harder job, without that extra help.
Come in, Greyhound 1. Are you receiving?
Sam, you're back.
Just about. We regrouped at D-Base, Puerto Rico River Caves.
I hoped you'd use the infrawave. Brought it with me, just in case.
Go ahead, Bishop. I'm boosting our connection signal.
We're locating the America's coordinator to try and formulate a response.
Out of sight and undercover. That seems to be where we're all stuck for now.
I was worried. Our last data sweep showed tower security being breached.
Osgood, did she get out?
No confirmation on that, sir. Sorry. But listen, I got some intel, ma'am. Osgood put me onto it yesterday. I looked over the old reports. Something's been missed. Misfiled, misplaced, tangled in red tape, whatever.
Somewhat inevitable in an organization unit size.
I double-checked central records before we lost access. It's there, in Archive 5. We can take the fight to them. Or at least you can.
I'm all ears, Sam. Anything at all would be useful now.
Funny you were talking about the doctor just now. He's cross-referenced on the file.
We are in control. London, New York, Tokyo, all around this globe. The world is now ours. It is time for our servants to address the human cattle.
All population centers, pay attention. Heed the nesting. The terms for the human race are as follows. Complete and total surrender. Give up your weapons. Your lives will be spared.
The intelligence controlling the Autons is speaking, and it appears to be calling for a ceasefire.
Give up your weapons. Your lives will be spared.
That's all we have. The world can only wait for the invaders' next move.
It likes to keep things short and pithy. We've heard enough.
You never know, Osgood. The Nestine might have a use for you, too.
I think I'll pass.
We'll find out soon enough. Once my Autons have neutralized any resistance here, I'll speak to Devlin direct.
There's no one else here. Her unit friends all ran out on us.
Really?
A strategic withdrawal. They'll be back. I'm sure of it.
Poor old Osgood. Kate left you to your own devices?
Yes. And I've got one of those devices right here. Jackie, the captain's gun. What? I don't want to grab it. I've got it. What if his Autons come back? Well, that's why I'm closing the doors. I don't want to run the risk of any more arriving.
What is that thing?
A low-intensity, self-powered crystal emitter, tuned to cancel out the nesting control signal. It took a while to get the right frequency, especially tricky adjusting it blind, inside my pocket.
That's what you were doing all this time.
That, and waiting for his private army to head off to a safe distance. And now I've got the frequency. Captain Carter's brain has been isolated. At close range, this Auton's momentarily disorientated too. Help me push it back. But behind the white line.
Okay, now what? It's getting up.
Jackie, the red button.
Got it.
At least we know that will hold it.
Then what about him?
The Nestine puppeteer is no longer pulling his strings. I need to keep it that way.
Joshua Carter, the connection is gone. We have lost our servant.
He's been neutralized. Killed?
He led the attack on the tower. There were explosions. Our vision became unclear.
A pity. Someone with inside knowledge of all unit secrets might have been useful for when we take this world apart. I'm sure there will be others, Master.
We tire of this resistance. We would destroy all these creatures.
But we can't. That wasn't your plan.
No. There is a greater purpose.
Still, Carter's Autons are in control of the unit base. What should we do? Now we have it.
Burn it. Total destruction.
Don't you want to keep any...
Destroy it!
He's coming round. Should I...
No. Best put the gun down, Jackie.
Are you sure?
Yes. Captain Carter, how are you feeling?
Oh, like a 10-ton truck is parked in my head. What the hell's that?
That's your new friends having some fun.
My new... Oh, who's spinning the walls? Oh,
sit up slowly. That's it.
What's this?
Don't take it off. That's the only thing between you being you and you being walking plastic.
What?
The crystal on that collar is neutralizing the nesting control signal.
I was under the control? Oh, no.
Josh?
Whatever they're doing out there, they're doing it closer.
Josh, what happened?
I remember they pumped me full of plastic.
When she came back from Future Tech, Kate said Devlin had threatened her with a process of some kind.
That's right. There was a rack, a frame wired up to a vat of liquid plastic. Needles...
Yeah, well, they may have threatened Kate with it, but they actually did it to me.
Oh, Josh, that must have hurt.
You have no idea. And afterwards, I could hear it in my head.
The nesting.
I had no control over my limbs, my own mind. Like sleepwalking through a nightmare. Sent me to infiltrate unit.
When I saw you were inside, I deactivated secondary security. Unlocked the doors through to here. I had an idea my crystal emitter might work.
Might?
They're right outside the door!
Jackie, the gun! Hold your fire! Captain Carter? That is Captain Carter.
It's all right. I'm overriding the nesting control.
Hello, Miss Osgood. Miss McGee.
Colonel, where's Kate?
Yes. Yes, 10 more spheres online. Russia, Ukraine, the moment of my becoming draws nearer.
Full physical manifestation. I was curious. What do you look like? You've been a voice in my head for so long. It'll be good to put a face to it.
The nesting is infinitely mutable. We take whatever form we choose. Prepare the vocal interface. I would speak to the world directly. Just our servants' minds.
I have it prepared. Wait. A contact. Outside the perimeter.
Auton sentries observe someone approaching the dome.
Yes, they're on camera. Alone. And, it appears, unarmed.
A foolish human. Its curiosity will be its doom.
Oh. Wait a moment. You'll never guess who it is.
Hello? My hands are raised. You can see I'm alone. I'm here to discuss terms. Kate Stewart, representing the human race.
Not today. Thank you. You already know our terms.
I know you need something from us. Otherwise, we'd have all been exterminated already.
It's not for you to guess the Nestine plans. I'm afraid you've just walked to your own...
Hello? I'm here to see if this can be done with minimum loss of life.
I obey, if that is what you wish.
Listen, please. Unit has authority over the global military response. If you want a ceasefire, I can help arrange it.
You're lucky. My associate wishes to speak with you. And you're right. We'd rather as many of you... I mean, as many of us stay alive as possible.
Then let me help you achieve that. I haven't got one to hand, but imagine I'm waving a white flag.
Gate is open.
What about your plastic shield?
Approach the barrier. We will allow entry.
Thank you.
You men, cover the road ahead. Sergeant Major, take this lot. Watch our backs. Captain Carter, get to work on those gratings.
We're stopping?
We're half a mile from the Future Tech dome. We'll set up here. Any closer and we'd alert the cordon.
As it is, they'll be onto us soon enough. Have you finished wiring those things together, Osgood?
Yes. For something this big, I'm going to need a massive amount of power.
Oh, you mean you didn't bring a big enough battery?
Oh, I've got a battery all right. Just nowhere to plug it in and charge up.
That's why Captain Carter's locating a junction box. I'll get the lie of the land. When the Autons start coming, it'll be from Future Tech. This way.
So, what are we doing here? Why bring all those satellite dishes on the back of the truck?
Satellite dishes? No, they're transmitters, not receivers. A bigger version of what I was testing back at the lab. Here, remember this?
Yes, your directed energy thingy. I still say it's a regun.
I'll have that back, thanks. Those transmitters can microwave the Nestine polymer. Autons, Future Tech's plastic shield, they all have the same molecular structure. Hydrocarbons. Oh, alien hydrocarbons, admittedly, but still, I should be able to excite them and dissolve their cohesion.
You mean you can melt them?
All right, I can melt them. It's simply a question of using the right frequencies, like Josh's emitter. Unlike his crystal, however, this array isn't self-powering. It needs a massive charge.
Got it! Electricity supply. Hope you brought the right adapter, Osgood.
Right. Down here, is it? You know why manhole covers are round, Miss McGee?
I don't care.
It was a question on my entrance exam.
Humour her. She doesn't tell many jokes.
I don't know. Why are manhole covers round?
So they don't fall in and injure people working underneath.
My mistake. A fact, not a joke.
Feed down that cable.
Eh? What cable? I don't even
know. Here, Jackie. You need to sharpen up if you're sticking with us.
Is this necessary? I told you, I'm not armed.
That's what we're confirming. Walk forward through the metal detector, please.
Why are you here, Mr. Devlin? Why are you helping the Nestine?
I'm still alive, aren't I?
I suppose, but you know they'll have plans in which you won't be.
Remove your belt, please.
Yes, because when I get in there with you, I'm going to leap across the desk and throttle the head of Future Tech with an imitation leather belt I got in the January sales.
Walk back to the entrance. Try again, please. No, there must be something else.
Oh, sorry. Wait, sorry, yes, I was forgetting.
What are you doing? Autons, secure her!
No, there's no need for that. I'm simply taking off my shoe so I can... There, you see? Inside the sole?
A miniature pistol. A trick.
No, an oversight. Standard issue for senior-level non-military operatives. We don't carry guns, you see. Sorry, it had completely slipped my mind.
Any other hidden weapons to declare?
No, nothing else. Look, let me try again.
Thank you. All seems to be in order.
Now can I speak to you face to face, Mr. Devlin?
Take the lift to floor 6.
Any good?
It'll take days at this rate. It's like I've only got 2% of the grid.
Your company sooner than expected. Is that thing ready to move out?
Bit of a hitch, Colonel.
There's not enough juice.
One of the first things the authorities did was restrict Future Tech's resources.
Of course! The power supplies around Devlin's buildings were shut down when it all kicked off. They might just need firing up again.
Really? Someone should go down to the local substation and throw a switch?
Not quite as simple as that.
Captain Carter!
Sir, I'm sorry. It's not just a case of Josh going in and pulling a lever. And I need to stay here to monitor...
Electrical engineering might have been one of my modules.
Really? And you passed?
You sound surprised. I learned enough to do some rewiring.
All right. You and me then, Carter. I can't spare anyone else. We need everyone here to keep watch over these two.
You say it like I'm going to try and escape.
You want to run down that road into a town full of Autons, be my guest. Our people are dying to protect you, Miss McGee. You'd do well to remember that.
The men up front should be able to hold them off for a time with RPGs. We've got eyes on the approaches in both directions.
It's just small Auton patrols for now. They don't know what we're doing. Not yet.
So what do we do if they get through and find out?
We'll be back before then. Then we attack. Sergeant Major, get the tarpaulin back on this truck. Keep them undercover.
Yes, because that'll really help when the Autons start blowing things up.
Don't worry. We'll stay put and keep an eye on the charge meter.
Right. After you, Colonel. And Osgood?
Yes?
Don't look so worried. I gotta see.
Thank you for not killing me on sight, Mr. Devlin.
Don't thank me. Thank my friend in the tank.
Kate Stewart. The Nestine knows your bloodline.
I see. A physical manifestation with some sort of voice synthesizer, telepathically connected, I presume.
I was hoping it'd be a little more Stephen Hawking. Amiable, you know?
Well, at least this way we can talk. discuss terms.
The only terms are that humanity will be slave to the Nestine.
So you do want us alive?
You will live beneath a sky of plastic. You will become a world of plastic under our control.
I don't quite follow.
What we've done here, you see, around Futurtech. It's just a little demonstration model.
You mean the dome covering this place?
Our plastic bubble is impervious to your weapons.
Imagine the whole world encased. The Nestine free to live and grow beneath an impenetrable shield.
But the sheer volume of plastic you'd need, where would it come from?
Ah, well, you see...
Silence. Do not explain further. We do not trust the Stuart female.
But you still wanted to see me.
There was a plan for you, Kate Stuart. It can still be implemented.
You did well, keeping up, Colonel.
I might be knocking on the door of retirement, but I'm not ready to be put out to grass just yet.
No, I'm starting to feel, to realize what Devlin's done to me.
The plastic endoskeleton? You mean you're stronger?
Oh, and then some. Feels like I could run a marathon. Just now, I barely use my leg muscles.
I'm sorry. We couldn't get to you before they did what they did.
Don't worry, sir. Look, it does mean... No crowbar required to remove that padlock.
And the door? That's 2 inches of steel!
I know. It'll take some getting used to. A super plastic skeleton. I just won't stand too close to any fires.
I don't think it's that kind of plastic.
That's a joke, sir.
No.
Right. We're in. You better pray I remember my lectures.
So that's it. You let me in so you could convert me.
No, it was nice to have another of our little chats, too.
We require foot soldiers to herd the human cattle.
Herd it where?
Devlin, demonstrate.
Ortons, bring in one of the IT staff.
You didn't get rid of everyone, then?
We have to keep the network up and running.
We are close, so very close to our becoming.
Of course. That's what the lights on the map are showing. Your Nestine energy units coming online. Power feeding through the Futurtech network and into that tank.
As you can see, I'm almost in a position to start laying people off.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Devlin?
Ah, Kieran. We're very pleased with your progress.
Sir?
So we're giving you a promotion. Taking you to the next level. Stand him over there. Right by the printer. That's it.
Please, I just want to go home.
Let him go.
Quiet, Miss Stewart. I don't tell you how to manage your employees, do I? There's one more function on our multifunction printers you haven't yet seen. Are you ready?
Convert the biomass.
Horrible. You turned him into soup!
Liquid polymer, actually, ready for use. Ortons, collect it. Fill the implantation vessel.
We manipulate all plastic. Our power is supreme.
You asked where we'd get the plastic to encase the entire world.
No, you can't possibly!
The entire human race will undergo thermochemical conversion.
Living biomass. To create more plastic for the Nestine to control. The key word is living. We herd people together and process them with our printers, and they are everywhere. It's ever so neat, isn't it?
No, it's monstrous, and I won't allow it.
Ortons, seize the Stuart female now.
I thought we were going to inject her.
We will. But she is concealing something. I have sensed it, and now I know.
You nearly done?
One more connection, and Osgood would have all the power she needs. Here I am, turning her on, and I'm half a mile away.
You embarrass that poor girl. She's got a crush. I don't know what women see in you, myself.
Then it's a good job I'm not asking you on a date. Where's Kate? Is she all right?
Miss Stewart's walked into the lion's den to see the nesting. We have a plan.
Right. Then as soon as I'm finished here, I'm giving her back up.
Captain Carter, your orders are to remain with me.
Orders? I'll go where I'm needed. I've the inside track on Devlin. Who knows, I might be able to fool him into thinking I'm still under nesting control.
Carter!
I'm doing this. Order me to stay if you want, sir. But that just means
all
I'll
right.
have to...
Shut up, Captain. Don't tell me. That's probably simplest all around. We get out of here and...
I knew this was going too well.
You carry on. I'll take care of them.
Almost there! Got it! Power restored!
Carter!
With you now, sir! How many are there? That many.
Back inside!
They've done it!
Oh, but the power's on?
Yes, but it'll be a good few minutes before I have enough charge to actually use the array.
Back! Hold back!
What's that? Hello? What's happening out there?
Stay inside, ma'am. Autons, on the road. We're pulling back.
Well, then we need to go, surely.
No, we can't move. Not while it's still charging.
But we're not going to sit here till they come and get us.
But this is our only shot at hitting back. I'm getting into future tech. I can't give up.
Formation! Engage!
Are you sure about that?
Yes, we are staying.
I can keep them out for now, but these rounds won't last forever.
One thing occurred, sir.
What's that?
We're in a substation. There are live electrical cables all over the place.
And?
But this gizmo around my neck, it confused a whole bunch of them back at the tower. So what if I give it a power boost?
Touching those cables, it'd kill you.
But I'm insulated with plastic, remember? I just need to plug it in. Osgood says the crystal's clever enough to absorb energy from its surroundings.
You mean I keep them shooting at me? While you stroll outside with your dog collar waving electric cables?
Well, not stroll, exactly. I was thinking, climb!
You up there, Carter?
Here, sir! That's definitely life.
I'm down to my last few rounds.
Hey! You lot, up here! 3, 2, 1... Here goes! Get your plastic soldiers off me! I'm no threat!
That is what you would have us believe.
I surrendered my gun. I'd hoped we could come to some agreement, but now I've seen what you're planning.
You cannot hide your intent from the Nesting.
I searched it. I checked. No weapons.
No weapons. Autons, inside the jacket material.
No!
What's that? A little tube of what?
Anti-plastic.
All right, I had a plan B. But given your stated intent, you can't really blame me.
I'd better hold on to this.
Plasticize the Stewart female.
You heard our master. Strap her into the machine.
Go ahead! Kill me if you like! We've got more of it. We'll spray the dome.
She lies. It is an alien weapon. Humans cannot replicate this formula.
Kill you? We're not killing you, Miss Stewart. Play us for fools, would you? You deserve everything you get.
Almost there. And they're almost here. Jackie, pick up that gun.
What?
I order you to pick up that gun.
Yeah, I'm a civilian. You can't order me about.
Really? You're arguing about that now? Pick up that machine gun and shoot whatever comes through the back of this truck. We're both dead.
I don't know how.
It's very simple. Point the pointy end away from you and squeeze the trigger. I do it myself, but I need to be here to switch the relays when the charge reaches maximum.
I can't stay here.
Jackie!
No, I'm sorry, Osgood. I'm sure you're very brave and everything, but no. I'm getting out while I've still got some cover.
Cover? Those soldiers are giving their lives to protect us.
I can't do this.
Oh, now she takes the machine gun.
Miss McGee, stay inside.
Sorry!
25 seconds. Hello? Anyone? 20 seconds. Oh dear, probably shouldn't have called out. 10 seconds. 8 seconds.
Miss Osgood, I think you need to pull a lever.
Thank you, Colonel. But do you think for once in your life you could manage to arrive before the nick of time?
Hello to you! And you! And you! Looks like the National Grid supercharged your little gizmo, Osgood. Now all I need is a way into this dome.
Auton sentries on the perimeter. They're coming this way, Colonel.
All right, Osgood. You better fire your ray gun at them.
It's not a... Oh, never mind. Here goes.
It's working. They're melting.
That's the last of them. For now.
Then I'll swing us around so you can aim at the dome.
Good's microwave, right on cue. If the structure's weakened, I should be able to force my way through.
Look, is that Josh?
I'm afraid so. Trust him to jump the gun.
He's pushed his way in. The barrier's becoming malleable enough for us to break through.
With this truck?
I suppose, yes, with this truck. I was hoping more for tanks and things.
I've radioed in. The tanks will be along soon. Right. Hold on, Osgood. We're going in.
The liquid polymer is ready. Prepare to surrender your will to the Nestie, Miss Stewart.
I think you should be paying attention to what's happening outside.
It is losing integrity.
How is that possible? This anti-plastic?
Oh no, your friend in the tank was right. I was bluffing about that. This is something else. Human ingenuity.
Start the process quickly.
I can't. My mind, it's clouding. I can't think. What's happening?
I seem to have this effect on people.
Josh!
Your kind of people anyway. Next in line for the plastic skeleton, ma'am. Here, let me get you out of that thing.
Controls are over. Or you could do that. Thank you, Josh.
It's all right. I've got the strength to make sure this germ thing never gets used again.
No, Devin, stop them. Concentrate on my will.
I serve the Nestine. You cannot stop us.
Simon Devlin, you've only got a plastic skull. I got the whole deal.
Joshua Carter, you are our creature. You serve the Nestine.
I quit. Didn't you get the memo? Kate, what the hell do we do with this monster?
Every energy unit on the map's lit up. It's almost fully formed. Josh, Devlin's pocket. The glass tube. Give it to me.
No, we will not be defeated.
Do you think you can lift the lid on that tank?
Easy.
Here, a present from the doctor.
Buy those tentacles, Kate!
Without those cables!
What are you doing?
The Nestine energy spheres across the world. While that thing's incapacitated, I'm disrupting the network. That'll have to do. Unfortunately, I've killed the power. We'll have to take the stairs. Do you think you can carry Devlin?
No sweat. What's the hurry?
In the first place, I don't know exactly what effect that poison will have on the Nestine creature. Second, there are Devlin employees along here we need to free. Third, and this is probably the most pressing, UNIT is about to raise this building to the ground!
Go, go, go! Fences are down! Just get out!
Go on, everyone! The wave can't hurt you! Run through it!
Right. The civilians are clear. Keep your giant ray gun pointing at the dome. We've got to collapse the whole thing.
It's not a ray gun.
Air support and armored personnel carriers are on their way. They'll bulldoze through the Auton ranks if they have to. Yes, Miss Osgood, there will be tanks. We just need to make sure the building is...
Colonel? Colonel Shindy? No, no!
Is that everyone, ma'am?
Yes. All the civilian personnel. How's Mr. Devlin?
Still out cold.
We need to hurry. The Colonel's planning to blow this place up from the air.
Right. But you had to dissolve the dome somehow first.
The fighters would be scrambled once the nesting defenses were weakened, which was supposed to be my job.
Osgood got there in the end.
The bombers will be here any minute.
We might not need them. If the nesting's dying, all that power channeled in from the other spheres, it's got nowhere to go.
Good point. But we don't know that it is dying. I'm not sure exactly how that anti-plastic will...
Ma'am?
Osgood!
Kate!
Colonel! Is that the Colonel?
Josh, would you put Devlin in the back of the truck?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Mom, the directed energy rays destroyed the dome. The Colonel called in support troops to mop up along the perimeter. Any autons in the beam would have also been melted. It was pointing the wrong way. I should have...
No, Osgood. Colonel Shindy ordered you to destroy the dome. That was the priority. That's what you had to do.
What's happening?
Devlin's coming round.
I feel it. My master. My master lives.
Good grief. It was closer to manifestation than we thought. Captain, have the men concentrate their fire.
You see that target? Give it everything! It's too big, man! It's hardly noticed!
Where are those fighters?
Humans will die!
Not anymore. Not today!
What was that?
My ray gun, Mom!
Right on cue! Remember that nesting energy? Definitely nowhere to go now.
Hold on tight in the back, Osgood. Drive! Josh, drive!
How are things in Puerto Rico, Lieutenant Bishop?
Systems coming back online, slowly.
We've some rebuilding to do here in the tower ourselves. And our American coordinator?
She's getting the same reports from everywhere. The nesting energy spheres dissolved, autons dropped wherever they stood.
Cut off the head and the rest of the network falls to pieces. Geneva says it's the same across Europe and Asia.
We'll have a mountain of plastic on our hands.
Apparently we can convert it into petroleum. Osgood will send you the details.
Stop an invasion and make a dent in the energy crisis. Not bad for a day's work.
Not quite. We'll have to coordinate the public relations process. Worldwide.
I assume it'll be the water supplies.
Yes. We need to work on the cover story. It'll have to be a big one. Catastrophic breakdown in future tech systems. Technology gone mad. That kind of thing.
Save the world, then make sure no one finds out. It's a good thing I didn't take this job for the glory, Mom.
I'm sorry, I don't seem to recall anything of the past 6 months.
You collapsed, Mr. Devlin. A kind of mental shutdown brought on by stress and overwork. You won't remember for a while.
Who are you?
It doesn't matter. We'd just like to keep you under observation for a few days.
Am I all right? Am I sick?
Not anymore. But I think it's a good idea to make sure you're fully rested before you take the reins again.
I've been thinking. I might have been overdoing it. I should streamline. Yes, focus on green technology. Biofuels. I think that might be the way forward.
Yes. Why don't you do that?
All those oils and plastics. They'll destroy the world.
I see they've finished the gym already. Testing out those legs of yours, Captain Carter.
Best keep in training, ma'am.
I nearly got a matching pair.
Well, they said you were down here.
It's the only place there's any peace and quiet while the rebuilding's going on. How's the patient?
A few more days and I think Mr. Devlin can go. I'll fill in the last 6 months for him.
Efficient as ever. I'm glad some things never change.
Oh yes, Captain Carter. I want to run some tests on this plastic skeleton of yours.
Really, Osgood? You want to assess my stamina?
Josh, Osgood, let's get back to work.
And it'll be a while before we get a true picture of exactly what happened. Initial reports indicate a catastrophic breakdown in Devlin Futurtech systems caused their machines to run amok. company's headquarters were destroyed in an industrial accident believed to be related to an overload across the network. The Prime Minister has said, while he admires the ambition of British business, such a disaster...
Lies. All lies.
How long do you need to go back? Hold still, Miss Molly.
In the water.
No, no, they've got her up.
They'll put it in the water.
It's a conspiracy. The soldiers. Aliens.
No one believes in aliens, Miss McGee. Least of all.
Record. I am the eyewitness. I am recording this message and disguising my face and my voice.
Because there are things out there. Things you wouldn't believe. I got too close to the truth. They know me. They'll come for me. Believe me. Believe the eyewitness. Unit is real. It's out of control. It's beyond any government. It runs our armies worldwide. They are trying to rule our lives. First and most important, don't drink the water. I repeat, do not drink the water.